Hello, everyone, and happy Easter. This reflection is for April 25th, which is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Our gospel today is often referred to as the Good Shepherd Gospel, and it is from John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Jesus talks about being the Good Shepherd, and he talks how he lays down his life for his sheep, which is us. We are his sheep. And of course, we know that in a very real way, by his death, Jesus literally laid down his life for us. And he laid it down so he could take it up again. But he takes it and lays it down by his own power, with, of course, the help and the grace that he receives from God the Father. We too have that same call on our life. And so when I read this, this is what came to me, that what do I need to lay down so that I can take up other things again? What do I need to lay down? And when Jesus says, no one takes it from me, I think about the times where I have begged God to take something from me, some cross, some trial, some difficulty. And maybe the reason why it wasn't taken from me is that I wouldn't let it go, which is quite possible, right? If I'm holding on to something so tightly, it cannot be taken out of my hands, because God doesn't take things from us unless we are willing and able to release them. So we have to cooperate. God is going to do tremendous things for us, but we have to cooperate with him in that releasing of whatever it is that needs to be given away. So we cannot be immovable. We have to be willing to move, willing to change, willing to grow. So as I reflect on this gospel, I think to myself, I know, of course, that I want to live not lukewarm, that I want to be all in for God. But before I can be all in for God, there are things that I need to get rid of. And so that's my reflection for this week that I'm going to pray with. Lord, what do I need to lay down so we can be rid of it, so that I can then take up the next task, the next purpose that you have for me in my life? And that can also be a question that you all ask yourselves as well. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope you continue to live not lukewarm. God bless you.